Here are the headlines for Tuesday, March 21st. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued a report on March 20th warning that governments around the globe must quit coal, oil, and gas to save the planet. Quote, humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast, unquote. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, quote, our world needs climate action on all fronts, everything, everywhere, all at once, unquote. President Joe Biden issued his first veto on March 29th, blocking a Republican-authored measure that would ban the government from considering environmental impacts or potential lawsuits when making investment decisions for people's retirement plans. There are local elections on Tuesday, March 21st, including voting in Coxsackie, Catskill, Athens, Hunter, and Tannersville. The Beacon City Council on March 20th passed environmentally friendly legislation which will require all electric construction beginning in 2024. Dutchess County Sheriff's deputies started wearing body-worn cameras on March 18th. And spring arrived on Monday, March 20th. It's now spring.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a busy morning show for you this morning. We're going to hear the WGXC Congressional Report, all the news from the past week from the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts in the Upper Hudson Valley. Plus, we'll hear the national news from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave King and Frank Tortaglioni of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery in Porcupine Soup rounds up the village elections in Greene County on March 21st. In Athens, incumbent Democrat One Athens Party Mayor Amy Sirago runs against Republican David Leggio for a two-year term. Four candidates are also competing for two town board seats in Athens. Incumbent Democrat Joshua Lipsman, One Athens Party, and Democrat Allison Phoenix, One Athens Party, Republican Anthony Proper Sr., and Republican Gordon Mosher. In Athens, voting is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Rivertown Senior Center at 39 2nd Street. In Catskill, there is just one election with one candidate. Incumbent Democrat Integrity Party trustee Joseph Kozlowski is running unopposed for a two-year term with voting from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center at 15 Academy Street. In Coxsackie, incumbent Republican Mayor Mark Evans faces Democrat Village United Party's Veronica Foley for a two-year term. There are four candidates for two town board seats in Coxsackie. Incumbent Democrat Donald Douse and Democrat Christopher Cimento are also running for the Community Coalition party line, and Republican Rodney Levine and Republican Cesar Echevarria are also on the Coxsackie Cares party line. Voting is from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Coxsackie Village Building at 119 Mansion Street. In Hunter, incumbent Mayor Michael Papa is against Alan Higgins for a three-year term. There is also three newcomers for one open two-year seat on the Board of Trustees: Jason DeLeo, Tyler Kilayer, and Abraham Stefanski. Voting is from noon to 9 p.m. at the Hunter Firehouse, located at 17 Bridge Street. In Tannersville, incumbent Mayor Lee McGonigal on the Truth and Integrity Party line is against Republican and Democrat David Schneider for a two-year term. Incumbent David Cashman and newcomer Dylan Legg are running unopposed for two trustee seats. And incumbent Justice George Bain, Jr. is running unopposed with voting from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Tannerville Village Building located at 5974 Main Street. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby in the Daily Freeman reports that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro have little to say about President Donald Trump's claim that he will be arrested March 21st in connection with hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Only the former president has said that he will be arrested. There is no confirmation from any official source. Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, would only say in an email that, and I quote, a charge has not been brought yet, and Congressman Molinaro is not speculating about what could be in it, end quote. And I quote, regarding the call for protests, Congressman Molinaro always thinks protests need to be peaceful, end quote. All Ryan would say in a brief statement is that, and I quote, no one is above the law. Anyone who breaks the law or seeks to undermine the rule of law must be held accountable, end quote. Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District and Molinaro the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union reports that another country music festival is coming to Greene County this summer. Concert in the Catskills takes place June 24th at Catskill Point. Michael Ray, Spencer Crandall, and Ian Flanagan performing. Flanagan is a Saugerties native and contestant on season 19 of The Voice TV show. The Taste of Country Festival left Hunter Mountain in 2019. Concert organizer Jim Miller said, and I quote, I thought coming back home and putting on a concert was a perfect way to give back to the community that I grew up in. I'm looking forward to making this an annual concert, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, March 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 19 degrees in Stephentown to 36 in High Falls. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Some thermometers are going to show 60 degrees this afternoon. Should happen around 4 p.m. Hope you're ready for the big swings in temperature. This is great for the plants. It's going to start warming the soil up and making those seeds spring to life. Overnight, temperatures drop to 33 degrees. Then, tomorrow will be cloudier, but also a bit warmer, hitting 63 degrees. Overnight, we dip to 44 and rain shows up. Then it keeps on rolling through Thursday, which will have a high of 59. Friday, still kind of rainy and a high of only 50 degrees. Today's river temperature will be 38 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset will be at 6:54 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:53 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances have risen to 5% and the incoming plasma wave is due on Friday. That could cause some aurora activity. Stay tuned. Solar wind speed is currently 417 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled, and the current sunspot number is 75. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Now, from Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
American jazz singer Blossom Deary was born in East Durham, New York in 1924. Here's her song, They Say It's Spring.
When I was young, I lived in a world of dreams, of moods and myths and illusionary schemes. Though now I'm much more grown up, I fear that I must own up to the fact that I'm in doubt of what the modern cynics shout of. They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May, that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on a wing, I'm the spark of a firefly's fling. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. They say it's spring, those bells that I can hear ringing. It may be spring, but when the robin starts singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they say it's spring, it's you. If poets sing that when a heart's sympathetic, it's merely spring, then poets' plights are pathetic, though I'm poetic too. They say it's spring, for lovers there's where the lure is, that evil thing, for which September the cure is. This they are sure is true, though I know that it's so, that my fancy may turn in the spring with a rise. sight, one can find the perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that you bought me, though it was spring? That wondrous day that you caught me, darling, I thought we knew that it wasn't spring, 'twas you.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis broke his silence on the possible indictment facing former President Donald Trump over payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to stay quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. DeSantis also took the chance to jab Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, saying he's pursuing his own political agenda after receiving campaign donations in 2021 from liberal philanthropist George Soros. On Monday, President Joe Biden vetoed a Republican-backed measure that would ban the government from considering environmental impacts or possible lawsuits when considering people's retirement plans.
I just signed this veto because legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country.
Biden said he vetoed the bill because it risked the retirement savings of individuals across the country. During the House Republicans' annual retreat in Florida, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington said he's worried about the country's future because of President Joe Biden's proposed budget plan, which he says doubles down on the out-of-control spending.
The outlook is bleak, but it's not hopeless. We just have to intervene in a responsible way, and we have to turn what is the Titanic, really, because we didn't get here overnight. We won't get out of it overnight.
Arrington said GOP lawmakers remain committed to cut spending. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Arizona v. Navajo Nation, a case that looks at whether the United States government is obligated to fulfill Native American reservations' water needs. The Navajo Nation argues it was promised sufficient water when the government entered into a treaty with them in 1868. While some justices seemed uncertain whether taking more water from the shrinking Colorado River was the right move, Justice Elena Kagan agrees that promises made to the Navajo Nation had been broken.
It's a contract that promises something. You're saying those rights are unenforceable. And I guess I don't understand if the treaty promises water, where you get the idea that that is unenforceable.
Finally, actor Jason Sudeikis and the cast of Ted Lasso were at the White House to shed light on the importance of mental health. Sudeikis said President Biden and his team were working to make sure Americans knew about options available to help with mental health.
No matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter who you voted for, we all probably, I assume, we all know someone who has, or have been that someone ourselves, actually, that's struggled, that's felt isolated.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're in the land of cheese, beer, and partisan politics today. Swing state Wisconsin not only has a pivotal state Supreme Court election on April 4th, the most expensive in U.S. history, its Secretary of State also just announced his retirement, creating a firestorm over his appointed replacement. In February, liberal-leaning Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Prosewitz and conservative former state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly won a primary election among four candidates. With the general election fast approaching April 4th, an estimated $30 million or more may be spent on the campaigns, making it the most expensive state Supreme Court race in U.S. history. Hanging in the balance is majority control of the court, currently a 4-3 conservative lean, which could impact reproductive rights, gun legislation, voting rights, and gerrymandering. Should the court shift, so could Wisconsin's gerrymandered voting districts, which could not only change Wisconsin's House and Senate, but its congressional seats as well. Also in Wisconsin news was the retirement of its longtime Secretary of State, Doug La Follette, and the appointment of its successor, former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. La Follette was just re-elected in November, causing critics to accuse Governor Tony Evers of planning to subvert the voters, and they demand another special election. Wisconsin voters, March 31st is the deadline to register to vote at your municipal clerk's office. We have articles and resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Here's two songs on the same theme. That was Spring Hill Jack with Fresh Kills Landfill from before 2001. The second song we'll listen to now is Cyberite's Fresh Kills from after 2001, both essentially about the Fresh Kills Landfill, Staten Island.
Share. howling and kissing and loving and showing that you care. Show him that you care just for him and do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him, 'cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Brian Hubert reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro discussed potential cuts or changes to Social Security and Medicare and the debt ceiling at a town hall-style forum March 15th in Saugerties. Two dozen people held signs of protest at the meeting at the Cedar Grove Firehouse on State Route 32 with messages such as, "Keep Medicare and Social Security corporate fee, no reach. I want my traditional government-run Medicare and Social Security. And tax the rich, save Social Security." Molinaro said that, and I quote, "Medicare and Social Security should be removed from budget conversations. I do not believe, nor could I support Congress nickeling and diming our way to diminish the value of the programs," end quote. Molinaro said he supports a bipartisan, bicameral commission to assure the long-term solvency of Social Security. Molinaro would not say directly if he would vote for raising the country's debt limit, but said, and I quote, "I want to make sure America does not default on its debt. I don't want to devastate services that our most vulnerable rely on. I don't want to undermine those sacred trusts, Medicare and Social Security, that we rely on," end quote. The possibility of a Hudson Valley train derailment with hazardous material was raised by one citizen after the Ohio train accident in February, and Molinaro said, and I quote, "We demanded Norfolk as to identify all the failings that may or may have not led to this, and that the EPA and the Federal Department of Transportation need to identify lack of enforcement, meaning there are regulations that should have been enforced but weren't, that resulted in this. Let's understand the disease so we can determine the medicine," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports of some New York reaction to former President Donald Trump claiming on March 18th that he would be arrested on March 21st.
Donald Trump says he will be arrested for the alleged $130,000, and I quote, hush money, end quote, payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik seemed to say that Trump was leaking the news, which she called, and I quote, illegal, end quote. But then she went on to attack the independent investigation of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. On March 18th, New York State Republican Party Chairman Ed Cox released a statement misspelling Manhattan twice and saying, and I quote, this is a blatant political scheme by Alvin Bragg to play to his liberal Manhattan base by smearing, tearing down, and demeaning former President Trump, end quote. Michael Dupree, the chair of the Dutchess County Democratic Committee, responded saying, and I quote, Ed Cox should know that no one is above the law, and he should know how to spell, too, end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Paul Kirby in the Daily Freeman reports that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro have little to say about President Donald Trump's claim that he will be arrested March 21st in connection with hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Only the former president has said that he will be arrested. There is no confirmation from any official source. Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, would only say in an email that, and I quote, a charge has not been brought yet, and Congressman Molinaro is not speculating about what could be in it, end quote. And I quote, regarding the call for protests, Congressman Molinaro always thinks protests need to be peaceful, end quote. All Ryan would say in a brief statement is that, and I quote, no one is above the law. Anyone who breaks the law or seeks to undermine the rule of law must be held accountable, end quote. Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District and Molinaro the 19th Congressional District. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Mark Molinaro spoke in front of a local conservative audience on the 60th annual Lincoln Award Dinner at Cozelle's Restaurant in Ghent on March 16th. Molinaro was asked about a Texas court possibility of blocking access to mifepristone, an abortion drug, and he said, and I quote, I supported accessing contraceptives as a member of the state assembly. I voted to have that drug approved for over-the-counter use, and so, from my perspective, we certainly want to ensure that women and families have access to both the contraception and care that they desperately want, end quote. In an interview with the newspaper, Molinaro also said he has no interest in increasing the tax rate on the wealthy who pay a historically low share of taxes. Molinaro said, and I quote, I don't think America and the federal government have a revenue problem. They have a spending problem. While there are so many that want us to confront the issues of America's financial conditions, first by talking about taxes, I'd like to talk about responsibility for taxpayers' money and not taking it from taxpayers to begin with, end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
New York disability rights advocates are calling for the age cap on the state's Medicaid buy-in program to be raised or eliminated. The program is designed for people with disabilities who work and earn more than would be allowable to qualify for regular Medicaid. This ensures people with disabilities won't be at risk of losing vital health care coverage while still earning some income. The age cap of 65 could cause people to lose coverage they need to get ready for the day. Heidi Siegfried with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York describes the challenges people can face once they reach the program's age limit.
If they can't get home care, for example, like I would need home care to help you transfer from your bed to your wheelchair or to help you get showered or to help you dress, you wouldn't be able to even get ready to go to work. You would reach age 65, not have access to home care, and you would probably have to quit your job.
She says people would have to quit working so they can have access to Medicaid services to ensure they have access to home care. In New York's 2024 budget, Governor Kathy Hochul is allocating $60 million starting in 2025 to expand the program for more people with disabilities to work and still qualify for coverage. One worry people have is as the COVID-19 pandemic comes to an end, Medicaid's continuous coverage protections will end too. This means anyone who aged out of the program during the pandemic will see a loss of coverage once their renewal is up. But Siegfried is hopeful the age limit will be removed once the upcoming budget passes.
If people want to keep working up until whenever, if they enjoy their work and they don't want to retire, they should be able to be productive citizens. Work can often create meaning in your life, especially for people with disabilities.
She notes that people with disabilities don't have high employment rates in the state, with that possibly correlating to a loss in coverage should they go to work. According to a 2022 report, there are 1 million working-age adults with a disability living in New York, but only 33% are employed, compared with the 74% employment rate for working-age adults across the state. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Tuesday, March 21st. And we begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Cairo has gas at $3.35 a gallon, the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast is a 25. That's considered low on Tuesday. The UV index is a 5, considered moderate. The water temperature in the Hudson River is just below 42 degrees, and on average on March 21st over the past 10 years, it's averaged just below 39 degrees. So we're almost 3 degrees warmer than the last 10-year average. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Tuesday with a high of 51 and a west wind 7 to 13 miles per hour spinning local windmills. The forecast tonight is for cloudy skies with a low around 31. Then on Wednesday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high of 53 and a southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Wednesday night, there is a chance of showers, a 30% chance, mainly after 2 a.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 39. The rain continues on Thursday. There's an 80% chance of wet stuff falling from the sky on Thursday with a high of 56, a south wind 7 to 13 miles per hour for the windmills, and a low around 36. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Hey!
That was Spring Hill Jack with Cheruscura, their Masses album. Now let's head to Poughkeepsie with Joe McPhee. Let's go solar.
Mm-hmm.